Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg tomorrow 12 up to 30, Pretoria 14, 32, Polokwane 17, 31.
On the roads in Boksburg, that accident on the N12 East after the Atlas Road exit is still causing major delays to the traffic in the area. And you can also expect some slow-moving traffic in central Joburg from Kilani on the M1 South heading towards the Crown Interchange.
In your sport headlines, Julian Montoya not writing off the Pumas' chances against South African Nelspruit tomorrow, and Kaizer Chiefs keen to arrest a six-match winless run against Sundowns.
Action SA has vowed to approach Parliament to inquire about the Western Cape High Court's decision to ban MK Party leader in Parliament, John Kloppe, from taking part in the upcoming Judicial Service Commission interviews. The court handed down the judgment today following an application by the Democratic Alliance calling for his recusal from the JSC. Action SA Parliamentary Chief Whip Lerato Ngumbeni says the party wants clarity from Parliament's Constitutional Review Committee.
In light of the fact that Kloppe is a duly elected Member of Parliament, a position that meets all constitutional requirements as per Section 47 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, we believe that the argument questioning his fitness to serve on the JSC presents a unique challenge and constitutional blind spot.
The leader of the DA in Gauteng, Solim Zimanga, says the party will field Celia Brink as mayoral candidate for the city of Tshwane. Councillors have been given 14 days to reconvene and vote for a new mayor to replace Brink, who was removed through a motion of no confidence. Msumanga says Brink has to return to continue his work in the metro.
I am engaging and will be engaging throughout this whole weekend and possibly in the next week with other political parties as well. You know, we will still be engaging with the ANC, whether we're doing it at a national level or at a local level. We'll still attempt to, you know, reach out to them at a provincial level.
The city of Tshwane is urging residents and businesses to reduce water consumption as Rand Water prepares to replace and upgrade the Graham Road and Heatherley water meters in Region 6. Residents are urged to report water leaks, burst pipes and all incidents where water is wasted. City of Tshwane spokesperson Lindile Mashigu.
The work in question is scheduled to take place on Saturday, 28 September 2024, and will last for 5 hours from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. During this period, water supply to Nelmapias may be interrupted.
Gambian police say they arrested a journalist who reported the president was planning to give up power. This comes after the head of state hailed the country's press freedom. Lawyers for the president swiftly threatened legal action against the outlet, calling the claims defamatory and completely outrageous and untrue. More on jackranfm.com, click on news. And a South African woman celebrates her 118th birthday today as one of the oldest people in the world with a small party at her care home. Flanked by two of her 14 children, she blew out a candle on a large pink cake today. I'm Miel Pinaar, Hoofnuusdier, Action SA, say hy sal die interdik teen Kloppe na die parlement verwys.
More music you'd love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody.